surprised and the rules of the world.
Guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth.
I hope you will like it.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Paranormal Hotline Podcast, the weekly paranormal podcast where we discuss penguins, pants, and mantises, but only if they originate from space. My name's Kaylee, and I'm joined by my co-host, Oisin.
Hey.
How are you doing this week, Oisin? Anything paranormal happened to you?
Anything paranormal? Nothing too wild. There was fireworks, or was that, you know, space combat? Who knows?
That was fireworks, man. It was St. Patrick's weekend.
You may have a point there. I was recovering from the big sick.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. You did have COVID.
Yeah, I had gotten none of the really bad symptoms, luckily, but I'm just like really, really tired the whole time now.
I'd call that paranormal.
Yep, that's it. Some extra dimensional being is sapping my energy. That's what I'm going
sucking
with.
Sucking the life out of you. That's what you want.
Yep.
Succubus. Yep. Yeah, well, we talked before in this podcast about celebrity ghost stories, and there were a surprising amount of celebrities who had had ghost experiences, and an even more surprising amount that had had sex with ghosts. I don't know why, but it was hugely popular.
Spooky.
Like, even Lucy Liu, I don't know if you listened to that episode that we did, but Lucy Liu claims that she had sex with a ghost. It was a really good episode. If anyone's listening and hasn't listened to it, you should definitely go back and check that one out. But just how many celebrities have had close encounters of the third kind? So this week we're going to be talking about celebrities that have had UFO or alien experiences. But before we get into the first celebrity on the list, if you're enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening to it. It really helps other people find the podcast and it helps the word get out for the podcast. And you can also follow us on Spotify. That really helps us out. And you can follow us on Twitter too. And you can keep up to date whenever we have an episode or whenever we're just posting dumb shit. That's on Twitter at ParanormalHL. All right, so let's get into the first celebrity. And I know you're really bad with celebrities.
I've lived under a rock before.
You didn't have a TV growing up, right?
Well, we had a TV, but we only had a certain amount of VHS tapes and everything kind of played in a slight shade of pink.
What? Did you just have See, anybody else I know who didn't have like TV growing up, they were like from a really religious family, but you were kind of the opposite, right?
Oh yeah, no, it was more we just ran free in nature. Like, oh hey, like you have a
condensed
TV, is
hippie
there like
commune?
No, I'm not gonna go on the book and say that. But we had, it was very outdoors.
That's not too bad.
In the
then.
Woods and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you kind of carve your own TV out of wood and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we just sit there and roll rocks down a hill. Like, you know, that is great entertainment. To this day, that is still great entertainment. You can find me at your local forest.
Oh my God.
Rolling rocks down hills.
Yeah, that's definitely paranormal. Anyway, yeah. But you know who Elvis Presley is, though, right? Everybody knows Elvis.
Yes, I know the king.
Yeah, are you a fan of Elvis?
Not as much anymore, but actually that would have been one of the few things. Well, I say few things. It would have been one of the musical things that we've listened to a bit
at the time.
My cousin was really into Elvis.
Yeah, there's always up. Everybody knows somebody who's into Elvis. I was always into Elvis when I was growing up too, because my granddad was always playing his records. But I have a lot in common with Elvis Presley, you know. We're both black belts in karate. We both love eating terrible food. We're both ginger. Did you know that Elvis dyes his hair black? Well, dyed his hair black?
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, that's not his natural hair color. He dyed it. And Elvis was also obsessed with paranormal. And more specifically, he was really fascinated with aliens. So, you know, me and Elvis, we're two peas in a pod. We're very similar. We're similar people, me and Elvis.
That's who I think of when I see you. I think, there goes Elvis.
There goes Elvis.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all to do with the hips, man. You just walk around hips leading the walk. But Elvis has had aliens involved in his life literally from day one. From the day he was born, his father spotted a UFO above the house. He's kind of like UFO Jesus, to be honest. Elvis is just the coolest person. But one of Elvis's best friends and his hairstylist, Larry Geller, said in an interview, his father told us he'd gone out to have a cigarette at 2 a.m. during the delivery. When he looked up at the sky above their little shack, he saw the strangest blue light. He knew right then and there that something special was happening.
The birth of the king.
I'm pretty sure Elvis had a twin sister who died in labor. So this is... I just have to Google that because that's really fucked up. Yeah. Oh my God, that's fucked up. So his dad was like, oh, I knew something special was going to happen. His kid died that night. Sorry, I totally forgot that when I was writing this episode. It just dawned on me. Yeah, that's really messed up. Yeah, so when he was born, his dad saw blue lights up above the house, kind of strange lights that flew off into the distance. And his family were very religious, so he kind of turned it into a Jesus. When Jesus was born, there was the star above him. He kind of twisted it in that way. But it was a strange blue light, so sounds more like aliens to me.
Sounds like aliens.
Yeah, so it's not the only time he's ever seen aliens as well. Like later on in his life too, he saw aliens in a desert once, just unusual lights. And this is his hairstylist again, or his best. I find it funny that his best friend is also his hairstylist, but it makes sense for somebody like Elvis. He's just got this fabulous hair, and his best friend is his hairstylist.
Keep your friends close, but your hairstylist closer. You
know? Exactly. This is what he's described when they saw the alien or the UFOs in the desert. They were moving far too quickly to be airplanes, so we just chalked it up to be UFOs. Another time, we were walking through his Graceland home and noticed odd lights in a field moving back and forth. Elvis was a deeply spiritual person and was very interested in the metaphysical. He had an eclectic outlook towards things. Although he never had a major alien experiences, he was certainly a believer.
I like that. You know, the very spiritual and, you know, God is you know, big in the life. But then it's there, like, he sees things and he's open to, you know, go beyond that.
Sure, his wife, I'm pretty sure Elvis's wife at one stage tried to induct him into Scientology. And he like took one look at it and was like, that's just crazy people, that's a bunch of shit, I'm not dealing with that. And divorced his wife. Elvis did not put it up with shit, like he did not stand for it.
Left the building.
He said he had his feet on the ground but his head in heaven.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
His feet are planted on the ground. His head is above the clouds talking to aliens. So this guy called Michael C. Luckman, he wrote a book called Alien Rock, The Rock and Roll Extraterrestrial Connection. Just those.
I don't doubt it.
I need to read that. I really need to read that book. But it's about musicians who have had contact with otherworldly beings. It makes sense for a lot of other musicians, mostly like rock musicians and stuff who take a lot of drugs and stuff, who would see aliens and then credit them for their music stuff. But Elvis is talked about in the book as well. And it's believed that Elvis Presley was visited by aliens when he was a child. So he claims in the book that the singer was contacted telepathically by two aliens when he was 8 years old. And they gave him a glimpse into his famous future. So they kind of like sent a beam into his head of what was going to happen. Yes, exactly. I'm sure it made that exact noise.
Uh-huh.
Were you just waiting to do that? You were just waiting, weren't you?
Maybe. Yes.
Okay. Oh my God, now I've completely lost track of where I was. So yeah, he was contacted by two aliens when he was 8 years old. And he was shown a glimpse of his future. But apparently, at the time, he had no idea what it was. He just didn't recognize it. But it was apparently the aliens had shown him a picture of him, like an image of him wearing the white suit, you know, that he wears when he's older. And he's singing in front of an audience. And this was only when he was 8 years old.
I'm just picturing...
Go on.
You know the episode of Father Ted?
Yeah.
Where all three of them are dressed for Elvis.
Yeah.
The three ages of Elvis.
Yeah.
Just getting that image, like...
What does 8 year old Elvis even look like? I'm just picturing this small little ginger kid.
Yeah, probably that sort of like American dream.
Do you think that the aliens are Elvis fans too?
Well, he's 8 at that point.
Yeah,
why would they go back and see?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, how did they know he was going to be such a big deal? I mean, or did they put the image in his head? They were like, you should do this.
Maybe it's like something happened in the continuum and they had to go back and like fix it. So like they're putting this image of his past future self that no longer would exist into his head to like let it continue.
I like that.
That's what I'm going with. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very Back to the Future kind of explanation. Did that not happen in Back to the Future? Did he not dress as an alien? He did, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
He dressed in a space suit or whatever. And
he claimed to be Darth Vader and like played Van Halen.
Yeah, that's exactly
into his father's head.
Do you think that happened to Elvis? But they just played Elvis? That's trippy, man. It's trippy. But apparently the aliens, they're Elvis fans too, so they even came down to see him when he was 8 years old. But then, unfortunately, as everybody knows, Elvis died on August 16th, 1977, in his home at the age of 42. But there are tons of theories that he's still alive. Like, even there's one theory that I saw today when I was researching this, that he's in the background of Home Alone. You know when they're in the airport, there's like a, I don't know, you probably don't know it actually, but there's a guy in the queue behind them in the airport when she's screaming at the person at the desk.
I remember Home Alone, but yeah. I don't remember the scene, but yeah.
Yeah. But there's a guy behind her who kind of looks like Elvis, and everybody was like, oh my God, it's Elvis. It's him. It kind of does look like him, but it's been debunked. The guy who actually played that character came forward and was like, no, that's me. And you can tell it's definitely him.
Nah, I just looked like Elvis.
I would have said nothing. If it was me, if I was the Elvis lookalike, I would have been like, I would have said nothing. There's loads of theories about it, though. But the one I always remember when I was younger was that Elvis was abducted by aliens. And that he was in outer space somewhere, like fucking Star-Lord or something. God knows where that theory came from. Like, there's absolutely nothing to support it. There's no UFO sightings that night or anything. It's just the weirdest. Have you ever heard these conspiracy theories that Elvis is still alive?
I heard the ones that he's still alive, yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard of the new ones that he's been abducted by aliens?
I haven't heard those ones.
Really? It's probably one of the most common ones because it's so out there.
Maybe it's like, you know, Elvis got a lot done during his life, you know? So it's like, to be cut so short is, you know, that's a shock to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I don't doubt that there is a higher purpose for the king of rock and roll to go and assume somewhere else out there.
Yeah, but apparently they misspelled Elvis's name on his gravestone. And Evelyn. That's one of the reasons why people think that he... What did you say? Evelyn. They misspelled his middle name, which I think was Aaron, which is just not what I was expecting his middle name to be. I've ever heard, like, other than Elvis Costello, I don't know any other Elvises. Do you? I've never heard of another Elvis anyway. It's such a strange name, but yeah, it's like Beyonce now. It's just like it's associated with one person, but I have no idea why. But Elvis and the paranormal tend to go hand in hand for some reason. Like, you think of Elvis and you think of UFOs in the same sentence, and it's not even weird. Like, it's not weird at all. Like, even in Lilo and Stitch, most of the soundtrack of that alien movie is Elvis, and it fits so perfectly. Maybe it's just Memphis. Maybe there's something weird about Memphis. So what do you think? Do you think Elvis was abducted?
I want to believe it.
Like, he was summoned there by the aliens when he was born. The aliens put him there. And then when he was old enough and his time was he was ready to leave again, they took him back up and they went off to space again. You know what'd be shit, though, right? Because he died in the bathroom. And you know the whole joke of Elvis died in the toilet?
Yeah, the tragedy.
Imagine if he was still alive. He was like, those bastards made up the worst lie about my death. They couldn't have said I died in my sleep. No, I had to die in the toilet.
Yeah.
Maybe Elvis was like some sort of human alien hybrid, you know? So they put him on Earth to see, to become like Elvis, and then they took him back again.
Yeah, could have.
There's tons of paranormal stuff about Elvis, though. There's loads of people who say that they see his ghost in Graceland, and I can't remember the name of the place, but the place where he did his last performance. I think it was in Vegas somewhere, actually. And people claim to have seen his ghost there too. There was even one singer, I can't remember his name now, but he was performing on the stage, and there was nobody in the audience on the viewers on the balcony. That was empty. It was just people on the lower seats, and he was performing, and he said that he looked up and all the lights in the balcony fell at the same time except for one light, and he could see Elvis across there standing watching him.
Elvis deep dive.
Yeah, I'd love to see Elvis's ghost though. He's just so iconic, man.
I think that would be a good encounter.
All right, that's like nearly 20 minutes of Elvis, or probably 15 minutes in the recording. So, next person. You're probably going to love this one or you're going to hate it. The next person is Prince Philip. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. He's dead now, but when he was alive, he was a big UFO enthusiast. He loved UFOs or any information about UFOs.
Huh.
Yeah, Prince Philip's uncle, Lord Mountbatten, which is just the stupidest name. Who picked that name?
That's their name, though. That's Mountbatten is their name. They, like, you know the way they're like a
Mountbatten.
Yeah, they're a German family, right? So
yeah.
During the war, they changed it to an English name. It's Battenberg.
Anyway, this German man, Lord Batten, was the person who kind of sparked the interest for Prince Philip. Mountbatten wrote an official report about a flying saucer landing on his Broadlands estate in Romsey, Hampshire, after it was spotted by his bricklayer, Fred Briggs. So this guy actually ended up writing a proper report about this alien sighting. This is a good while ago. It's in 1955. So according to the report, which was kept secret until his uncle's death in 1976, so he never brought it forward. It was never in the public eye. He made this official report, and it was only brought forward after he died. Briggs claimed that he saw a flying saucer hover above the ground and a man dressed in overalls and a helmet emerge before he was knocked off his bike and held to the ground by an unseen force. And then the man disappeared back into the ship and it flew away. Oh. So this all happened on royal family territory or whatever. I like this alien. I like its moxie. It came after the royal family and it's got balls. Also, it's a sick ass helmet. Literally, it was just like, and it knocked a guy off his bike and held him to the ground. How cool is that? It's like 11 from Stranger Things or something. And then disappeared. It's definitely one of the most aggressive aliens that we've heard of. I mean, especially considering last week we covered the space penguins that just kind of freaked out around the place. This one was literally like Scarlet Witch coming out of the spaceship. Just
what did you just say?
But the late prince's fascination with UFOs was revealed in a biography by his former aide, Sir Peter Horsley, who served the Duke of Edinburgh from 1949 to 1956. So this person came forward with a book called Sounds from Another Room, and it's kind of all about his time serving the prince or whatever.
Mm.
And he was asked to bring people who claimed to have witnessed UFOs to Buckingham Palace for private discussions with Prince Philip. Right? So just imagine you've seen a UFO or something, and then you get a letter from the Duke of Edinburgh asking you to come to Buckingham Palace to tell him about it. Like, I don't know which part of that is harder to believe. Who would believe you? No one. You'd have to get a picture.
You there, tell me the funny stories about the silly lights.
Tell me the story about the funny green men again. That's so stupid. But I wonder if it was just like, you know, like army officials and stuff like that. Or did he pick up any old person off the street who said they saw a green alien? But he was obsessed. He had a whole library that was full of books. Yeah, he was even subscribed to the journal Flying Saucers Review up until his death as well, which is like a magazine for flying saucer stuff. I don't know, actually. I've never read it, but yeah.
I hope it's just like a car magazine, but for flying saucers.
Oh, that'd be sick. I mean, you probably didn't listen to it, but we did an episode on Bob Lazar. And Bob Lazar used to label the spaceships that
Bob Lazar.
Yeah. Bob Lazar used to, like, the one that he researched, he called it the sports model.
Yeah, oh, that's so, it. Yeah.
Do you think the royal family has access to UFO files from the UK government?
100%.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, or he definitely had access to, like, more reports. Because, like, stuff, whether or not they're like, going to be extraterrestrial, they don't want to report on, like, stuff straight out into the public, because that would just cause hysteria. Yeah. So they definitely have kind of like access to more to read about, and when you have more to read about, well, then it's easier to build up a interest, especially like in his time, which would have been around the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, so the next person on the list then is probably not surprising at all, Tom DeLong. Do you know who that is? Have you ever heard of Blink-182?
In passing, yes.
Really? Only in passing? You should know who Blink-182 are. Come on, man.
Well, I know who they are. And
Tom DeLonge is probably the celebrity with the biggest influence on alien research. He was the lead singer in Blink-182, and I don't know if you know this, but he was the co-founder of a company called To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science.
I'm getting faint memories of there being kind of like in recent times kind of a huge thing. I want to say, is he the singer? I know it was like a musician of a band. I wasn't sure. Yeah. It was Blink 182.
The song, "All the Small Things."
Yeah, yeah.
You know that one? That's Blink 182.
Yeah, no, I missed out on all that part of my, you know, I didn't
have that phase.
You missed
out on being edgy, and now you're making up for it now.
Absolutely. no, my alternative scene was a slightly different style of music.
Mongolian throat singing. God, just cut it out, man.
EP drop in 2023.
That'll summon aliens, I bet you anything. But Blink-182 actually had a song that was called Aliens Exist as well, which I thought was pretty funny.
One sec, I'm just going to close the door. The dog has opened it. All fun and games till your dog develops opposable thumbs, then what gonna do?
Play thumb war.
Yeah, actually, I'd probably beat the dog in the thumb war.
Yeah, so Tom DeLonge had started the company To The Stars Academy of Arts and Science. And they were the organization that basically forced the US government to admit they had UFO footage and that they had no idea what it was.
Yes.
And it was huge news for ufologists in 2020. But no one really took any notice of it at the time because of COVID. The world was going through this massive pandemic and the US government was like, yeah, there's aliens and we don't know what's happening. And nobody was listening because we were all too busy looking for haircuts and shit.
Yep.
I remember when it leaked, I was like freaking out about it. But yeah. That was because of Tom DeLonge. He has probably had the biggest influence on alien research of any celebrity.
Good man, Tom.
But apparently Tom started researching UFOs because he saw a UFO himself. He saw like a zigzag UFO shooting across the sky just at speeds that were just impossible for humans to possibly... Like if you were inside this craft and you were moving at that speed, your body would be mincemeat. Mm-hmm. You couldn't possibly survive the movement of it. Especially when it's zigzagging like that, because it's coming to a sudden stop every time that it kind of zigzags.
Yeah, it's like a high G maneuver.
Yeah, exactly. So you'd be dead. You'd be dead.
Be paced, man.
But that's Tom DeLonge. He's the man to watch out for, you know.
Yeah.
And you should definitely go listen to Blink 182.
I'm going to do that.
Blink 182 is like, it's like that band that I have to mentally tune in if I have to. If I ever want to do an American accent, I just think of Blink 182. It's easy, right? Because it's just the way that he emphasizes everything in the songs. Thank you, Tom DeLonge, for all the service you've done and making ufologists look a little bit less crazy. Okay, so on to the next celebrity. This one will be no shocker to anybody who's listened to the last episode or any episode where we talk about Zach Bagans, pretty much. Post Malone. Yep. He revealed having multiple UFO experiences during his interview with Joe Rogan. So Post Malone said that he saw his first UFO at the tender age of 16, a very impressionable age.
Yeah.
And he was staying with his aunt and uncle in New York, and he said, I was looking out my window with my cousin. It was just a light that just stays there and then just fucking goes off. I mean, you can't explain it. So he was like watching this light and it just shoots off like a shooting star pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
He then went on to explain another sighting in Tarzana, I really hope I was pronouncing that correctly, in Los Angeles, and he described a force field like object disappearing into the night sky. I don't know what that means.
Did he
how
see
can
it
an object
did he feel
be force field like? Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. I'm like, how or was it like, you know,
was he throwing stones like, at it?
Did he skim stones over it and scare the little aliens inside? Was it like, you know, when you're watching Incredibles and Violet has the force field around her?
Oh yeah,
but you can kind of see it. I wonder if it was like that.
Is it just like a bubble, or like in The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. Or was it like the alien that that Prince Philip's uncle saw, and it was like just hit him with a force field? If there is this massively aggressive alien running around hitting people with force fields, I want to meet it.
Yeah, he can come to my house. I will fight him. He can have first and second contact in my fists.
This is what I want my first alien experience to be. I want it to land down just like Prince Philip's uncle or whatever. And it comes down and it blasts me to the ground and it's wearing the helmet. And then it walks over and takes the helmet off and it's fucking Elvis, man.
Yep.
And he's just like, hey.
Yeah, he could knock me for six.
And then he's going to fucking karate kick me in the cheeks.
Yeah.
my face. Just roundhouse kicks my ass.
Both.
That's what
I
want.
In the one kick.
Yeah.
You're not ready for his black belt.
If there's any artists listening to this podcast who want to draw a rendition of that, that'd be great. Yeah, but these are just a handful of celebrities who have seen UFOs. I would almost argue that it's harder to find a celebrity that hasn't seen a UFO. Like, I'm so jealous that it's so common. I don't think I've ever seen anything in the sky that I couldn't identify. I feel like I need to go to the coast more, like at night or something, with binoculars and just try and find a UFO or something. Because
we'll
they're pretty common
sometime
in Ireland too. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Ireland is becoming the hotspot.
I just need to stay sober this time. Last time I went camping, I swear I saw something in the sky, but I was so drunk that I had no idea if I'd imagined it or not. I would normally ask you if you think these sightings are real or not, but I don't think I need to ask you the question today because you've actually seen a UFO before. So,
yes.
Like pretty recently too.
Yes. It was around it was in winter, so the start of this year or the end of last year.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it was really bizarre actually because it wasn't making any noise. It was the
middle
of the
night. Yeah, that's weird.
And
it was the middle of the night. I thought it was in the daytime.
No, it was at nighttime. It was a misty enough night, and that's kind of what was strange about it because it was quite a clear light in the sky, and it looked to be circling out in a field, not too far from my girlfriend's house. We were out walking the dog, and we saw this light flying around in a circle, and then almost below it and in a bit, kind of following a similar sort of circling pattern but at a lower altitude, there was a second one, and we were thinking, are they connected? But sometimes they would line up on their or in their circles and sometimes they wouldn't. So I was thinking, like, well, it's not like a string attaching them or anything. They would sometimes sync up and then sometimes they wouldn't, so they weren't connected. But they were at two slightly different altitudes, and it looks like they were going around a central sort of point. And from time to time, there would be like a beam of light heading down to that like center point that they were going around.
That's so weird, man. You need to get like a decent camera so you can record it next time.
Yeah, no, I tried. I ended up drawing a diagram, and I was there like, I'm writing the date and the time, and I'm going to sign my name. And then I was like, yeah, yes, that's what they're going to pin me with now and prove I'm mad.
It's very unique, though, but there is like a database of UFO sightings that you could go check and see if there's anyone that had anything similar to you.
Yeah, actually, I might give that a look. We were kind of pretty sure at the time that it wasn't a drone or anything, because it was, while it was quite like, it was dark and it was quite misty out, but we couldn't hear it. It was still a quiet night, but we couldn't hear any noise.
Yeah, you'd definitely hear drones as well.
Yeah, and then when we kind of looked across the fields the next day, we couldn't see
anything
there.
No cows went missing, no abductions or...
Not that I know of. I don't think there was any sort of local drama.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, like, whether you think it's real or not, but I assume you do think it's real because you've seen a UFO. At least a UFO sighting, whether it's extraterrestrial or not is up to debate. But I'll ask you this instead. Why do you think it is that so many celebrities experience paranormal things? Like, ghosts and UFOs, they just seem to be more common for celebrities to witness.
No, I think it's kind of a two-pronged approach. One is that celebrities, they're in the spotlight kind of constantly. So if they have something to say, it gets reported on, or they might put it out themselves, like in a song or, you know, in some of their writings.
Yeah. Kind of like when Britney Spears got cloned.
Yeah. So when Britney Spears got cloned, you know, she put that out there. She wanted us all to know.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of stuff comes across in interviews too. So, but because they're so prolific, if they're saying something, people are listening. And then kind of on top of that, it's like a lot of celebrities, you know, the musicians and the writers and the filmmakers out there, they're a creative type. So they kind of have they think in the way that lets them kind of go and question what they see sometimes. So if they see lights in the sky, then, you know, they won't just go and like, oh, it's probably just a plane or this and that, you know?
I'm so consumed with the like alien stuff that if I saw anything in the sky, I'd immediately be like, oh, it's an alien. Then I have to backtrack and be like, oh, it's probably just like a shooting star or something.
so like the opposite of that.
Yeah, pretty much. that's all we have for the celebrity UFOs. There's just so many stories and so many celebrities that have seen UFOs. Not that many that have seen actual aliens. But I feel like an alien sighting is a lot less common than UFOs. But that's all we have time for this week. We could do this again if you guys enjoyed this episode. We could do another episode of UFO sightings by celebrities. If you're enjoying this episode, please consider leaving us a review wherever you listen to the podcast. And like I said earlier, you can follow us on Spotify and on Twitter @ParanormalHL. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.